This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5 o'clock, good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. If you want some on the lighter side, had a little fun with the morning show. Heather had some grievances to file about her day at the ballpark, but yet we feel she committed a grievance. It's a light topic. But the main deal of the day has been Tarek Skubal. Performance was incredible. Complete game shutout, first of his career. Last 50 games, Skubal is 28-7, 2.27 ERA, 383 strikeouts, Cy Young Award, and maybe a second one downloading. But the question was, what is your faith this organization is going to make him a Tiger? Not for life. You can't say things like that anymore, but make him a Tiger for the foreseeable future, that they get a deal done, that he becomes this decade's Verlander, that he finishes the decade a Tiger. It's something I think about because with every start, and as a 30-game run becomes 40 and 40 becomes 50, so on and so forth, the price just goes up. And you don't hear anything. We have one blip on the radar, which was a, quote, non-competitive offer. Whether the Tigers feel that is the case or not, clearly the Boris side leaked that, not them. But it's a question. And Rico, you were pretty blunt about it. You know, you're at a one. I'm not ready to go there yet, but I'm not that far off. Is that I wonder the team's appetite to make him the highest paid pitcher in the sport, which I believe that's what it's going to take. So wanted to have that conversation with you guys. And we still have people calling in about this. You turn on SportsCenter, it just feels like it's all WNBA. I know it's not geared for me, but who is it geared for? Because I don't know anybody who watches it, but clearly someone is. So that's in play, too. Go ahead, though, on your Skubal spiel.
No, the Skubal spiel is simply this. The longer this takes, the more and more it feels as if this is going to just, Scott Boras is going to take Skubal to free agency. And if that's the case, the Tigers will be one of many teams bidding on him. I think that if it were going to get locked up, it would have got locked up in last year's winter meetings, and it didn't. And that's what worried me. And a lot of people told me, it'll be okay. And it just, in my opinion, seems like they're at an impasse. And then when you hear Scott Harris saying things like, it takes two to tango, makes me feel like, well, I don't, because he said it on a podcast. He's like, it makes me feel like, well, maybe Scott Boras and Skubal aren't really trying to negotiate anything right now. And they're in the thing, you know what? We'll talk later, or I'll just go ahead and let my guy become a free agent, knowing everybody's going to want him. And the offers that are going to come in are going to be astronomical. And the Tigers are going to have to try to match that to keep him here. So if they would have wrapped it up over the winter, I would have been like, great. But they didn't. And the longer this goes, with nothing being said, as you said, Mike, if information would get leaked out.
If the Tigers made a $200 million offer for 5 years and Skubal said no, Jeff Passan would be bobbleheading his way through the 3 minutes of SportsCenter they give you that isn't WNBA and telling you that. I'm with you. But that's my question, is ultimately, if that's where it's headed, I don't know that that impacts people. I think people are pretty good at, like, cognitive dissonance. I think they're just, they can just, no, I don't want to think about reality. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I don't like operating where it's like, wow, you know, this guy might win a second Cy Young Award, and I'm sitting here counting down the amount of starts I get.
I was about to say, reality to me is there's a countdown clock, and it's going to end in, you know, a year and a half. And then, at that point, we'll all be on pins and needles to see if he re-signs here in Detroit.
I won't. If they don't get it done next winter, he's gone.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And
If it's not done, he's gone.
And I've kind of gotten to that point now where I just don't, it doesn't feel like it. Like you've seen different sports, different players. You got a feel of the people who want to stick around. And then you get a feel of those who are like, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut until I can actually move on and go somewhere else.
Here's the other way to do it, right? And it's all about your guys' belief. If you're confident he's going to re-sign, I don't think it makes you a bad person or crazy. You could totally sell me that this offseason, he will have delivered, say, a 70-game sample size, potentially two Cy Youngs, and the Tigers are going to just simply pay the piper, that it's not a conversation. They'll figure it out. I'm not mad at you if you believe that, nor do I think you're crazy. I have doubts about that because I happen to be with Rico is that their best shot to do this was last winter, but you weren't going to be able to do it at some deep discount. So I had used 5 at 200 or 10 at 400 with multiple opt-outs, and a lot of people laughed. And it's like, all right, that's fine, but I'm living in reality. If Zach Wheeler gets 41 or Garrett Cole, Jacob DeGrom, Blake Snell, 36, 37, 38. Well, what the hell do you think Scooble gets? So, if you're a Tiger fan right now, on the heels of what went down this weekend, how wonderful he was, like, would you offer 5 at 200? 40 a year? Like, what? And again, if you say no, I don't think you're a bad person. If you don't, because again, if he blows out, you got a real problem on your hands. Yeah, I mean, his career could be over.
Yeah, for some, that's the philosophical. Do you give a guy who only is going to play 30 times a year that much money?
Yeah, considering in those games, I'm probably going to go 22-8, 23-7, 25-5. And then, by the way, in a 5-game set, I'm up 2-0 in that series. And in a 7-game set, I might be able to pitch the guy 3 times. Yeah.
No, it's a philosophical thing that the everyday player versus the guy who only goes 30 times for you, 35 times max.
Speaking of everyday players, you see the update that just broke?
No.
Paul, do you want to deliver the news? I'm not emotionally capable when it involves the face of the franchise.
Matt Burling's been put on the injured list with shoulder inflammation, right shoulder inflammation.
If you don't put some respect on his name, that is face of the franchise, Matt Beerling, to you. Okay? Wenciel Perez has gotten the call-up. So at least Wenciel is healthy.
Okay.
Anything but Akil Badu, please. Anything.
But 248.
I know, man. 248-539-9797. You tell me. It's just a question that... Look, for instance, the value of Scooble, you drop the first three to Cleveland. He's one of four or five guys in all of baseball that you put on the mound in that fourth game, and you know you're not losing. You know it. Now, you could say it's May. You're the king of saying it's early. You're right. But getting swept in a 4-game series by Cleveland would have netted you a 2-game lead in the division. Instead, the stopper kept it at a 4-game lead. It matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you're going to win a World Series, you have to have that lead dog. You have to have the ace. I just don't see teams winning World Series with ragtag pitching staffs. It happens once every so often. But if you're serious, just pay the man. And if you offer 5 at 200 and he says no, or it's we're going to free agency, guess what? You get to leak that side of it out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know who vilifies the organization? Nobody. I don't think anyone with a straight face could defend Tarek Skubal if he turned down 5 at 200. And you could say, well, he wants 7 or 8 or 10 years. Those conversations can happen. If it gets flatly rejected, you can say, we offered to make the guy the highest paid pitcher in the game, non-Otani pitcher in the game. That's what I would love to see, but you don't even have a whisper of it. So maybe it's just all tabled. I don't know, bud.
Yeah, that's why I'm at a one. I would like to hear something, but the thing that I heard from Scott Harris really made me feel I don't think this is going
to
happen.
Well, when he says it takes two to tango, I mean, obviously, every team has a price that they put on their assets. The Tigers' price just may be 8, 10, 12 million and less per AAV. I don't know.
You know what? And maybe I'm giving Scott Harris a little too much credit because you were willing to overpay for Bregman. And it
Alex Cobb, anyone?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Maeda? He's got a thing for geriatric pitchers.
So he's willing to overpay, which led me to think, without saying like, okay, I'm assuming it was competitive because you know you got a gym right here. You can't. It would be insulting to walk in there with some ridiculous offer.
Would it?
You have to know. Okay.
I'm just telling
Maybe
you.
Maybe I'm giving him too much credit.
Hey.
Looks like, seems like,
I got
feels
the Cincinnati
like.
Bengals on line six.
You know,
you want insulting?
Okay, you win.
These teams, man, I'm telling you, some of these teams are crazy. Rico, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting, and on the heels of another great performance, you're like, are we going to get this guy signed or what? And maybe it's just something. Maybe they've just agreed. We'll just get it done during the season. But you're right. When Scott Harris said what he said, look, there's evidence of Boris keeping his guys from free agency. I've listed the 11 contracts. But you got to make them give up free agency. You're buying that. Mm-hmm. Well, 40 a year. Yeah, Paulie, go ahead, bud.
Well, no, I was just going to say, is there a number you could hear the Tigers offered him and he turned down where you'd be like, you know what, fair enough?
Yeah.
Like if they said $42 million a year and he's like, well, I'm going to wait out for 45.
Oh, 100%. Then I'd be like, to hell with him. Pitch him until his arm falls off and let him go to free agency. 100%.
Because I feel like that's the one thing I give sort of Scott Harris credit too for the Bregman thing when it came out. Like, oh, he came to the table with a legit deal.
He took less money to go someplace else.
Right. I wasn't mad at the Tigers. In fact, I think the Tigers went too far with Bregman. I try to be even Steven about it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and just make fun of the team for no reason. No, like, they tried. Now, I can make fun of the Alex Cobb thing, but, like, that's different.
Well, he'll be back soon.
Right.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Question mark?
Old timers game.
Exact. Perfect time to bring him out. He's actually a living legend.
Maybe he could pitch in the home run derby.
But look, no, Paul, if they made an offer of 36, 37, they got him in that DeGrom range, and it was a 5-year term, and he said flat no, or it was reported as it just got wholly rejected, I'd tip my cap to the team. I wouldn't make fun of him in the least. And if Boris is hell-bent on getting a crazy offer, okay. I would try to buy the term. Now, I would just, look, 40 a year is the AAV. If you are not interested in that here, look, they could, I mean, Paul, you can ask for whatever you want. Look, Boris could come back to them and say, I want 10 years. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But again, I would side with the organization. Mm-hmm. Very rarely, as it sits here now, I don't feel like, feels like, seems like, sounds like. I am not claiming to be an authority on this. I don't feel like the Tigers are banging his door down. And when it says it takes two to tango, I can tell you what it sounds like, feels like, seems like. Feels passive aggressive. Now, you know, we'd love to, but, you know, certain other people don't. I just feel like if you're not going to come to the table with something respectful of the marketplace and respectful of a Cy Young arm, and we have no evidence they've come to the table with something really attractive, because if they did, you know how it would be out there? They'd leak it. Then, yeah, I side with the player.
I'm with you, though. I mean, the whole, like, two to tango thing does sound kind of disingenuous on their end, at least.
It just, you know.
But see, I'm wondering what
feels like, sounds like. We'll get to it in a second.
We'll get
Go ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so before we get to Ticket Text, Rico, you had something you wanted to finish with. Obviously, we're up against it. You first, then Ticket Text, and then 5:30. I just got something that I think it's great for a local team. But it just shows you, like, we're living in the upside down world. Something interesting in college. Go ahead.
No, I mean, just to for the wrapping up the school bowl thing, it just, I still feel that even though you said it may be a little passive aggressive on Scott Harris's part, I think that this thing is going to go all the way out past the winter meetings. And there, at this point, if you're the Tigers, what can you really do if they don't want to discuss anything with you? Because I don't know anything. I'm not a baseball insider, but it just kind of feels as if the school side has just said, you know what, we just want to play this year and we'll talk in the offseason. And if you're the Tigers, you're probably getting inundated with, hey, what are you guys going to do? Well, there's nothing we can do because I don't feel like they don't have to make a move right now because of what he's doing. As you said, his price is going up every game he goes out there. And then you have a game like you had on Sunday. Yeah, okay.
Look, if you want to bring somebody to the table and you don't feel like they're totally engaged, then make it worth their while. That's all this is. Whether you want to buy someone's house and they don't want to sell.
You're talking about a Godfather offer.
I mean, isn't that what it's going to take? Now, if you don't want to go there, that's an organizational decision. But that's why I asked the question of the fans. Paulie, go ahead with the ticket text, and then we can – I want to make sure we get this other issue in before we get to some football and Tiger baseball. Go ahead.
All right, so this is from an unnamed texter. Maybe it takes two to tango because Scuba wants another Cy Young or two under his belt where he can get a max number and they should still pay it.
Yeah, but that's my whole point. Whether he wins the Cy Young or not doesn't mean anything. It's May. It's about a 50-game sample, which is almost two full seasons, of being arguably the best pitcher in baseball. So with that in mind, what more would you need from a Tiger side? Scooble and Boris, I've said this now for a year. Like, $40 million was where it was headed. So, okay, whether you offer it today or not, I mean, how much higher does it go? It's like we're talking with defensive ends in football. How much higher can you go than Myles Garrett? There can't be much more. Otani's a different thing. Otani represents a multi-billion-dollar global incorporation. He hits, he pitches, and he is a global phenomenon that is worth $70 million a year.
Right.
Also, they did the deferred two-step.
Right, and so much so that he became Teflon. It wasn't him. It was his interpreter.
Got it. But no, the Scooble thing, look, maybe it all gets ironed out in the offseason, and it'll be fabulous if it does. It's just what I think about when he pitches. And he pitches so well, and you're like, man, can I hear something about them trying to sign this cat? Go ahead.
Yeah, from another unnamed texter. Fellas, at this point, we have to re-sign Tarik Skubal at all costs. I don't care if it's 6 years or 8 years. Whatever the term is, just give him his money.
Listen, I have lived both sides of contracts like that. All right? A lot of them don't work out, but you know what you're getting into. The design of any of what you do, whether it's the Pistons, the Wings, the Lions, the Tigers, I view things through a different lens than a lot of people here. It is get a championship or it was all for nothing. And I'm willing to deal with bad stuff in an effort to get it. Look, we talked about this like an hour ago. Caller called in and busted my chops about the Celtics, rightfully so. My only retort to him was, hey, they hung a banner last year.
Right.
I'm always going to feel like they left another one out there. But now they're going to pay the piper for everything they did, and I'm totally good with it because
you got the dub, you got the banner, you got
and
the trophy.
They went to the mattresses for it. They went into the second apron. They paid everybody. They made every deal. So my whole thing is, you have to have a belief that your organization is it. They eat, sleep, and breathe World Series or Stanley Cup, or that's where I get so angry with the Lions a little bit, which is like, how can you say you're all in when you got 42.8 in cap space?
Well, once they pay Aiden, and we'll all be gone.
And look, I hope they do pay Aiden.
You could pay us someplace else and pay Aiden another time, but that's a different topic.
And Paul smiling. Hold on. Yes, Paul.
Well, no, it's just I agree with you guys, but I do feel like, and this texter said it, Ed in Dearborn has an idea. Offer 8 at 300 with an opt-out after 5 as the starting point.
I would do it. But again, here's my point, because I know we're starting to go in circles, and I'm sorry if you're driving and you're upset. If you make that type of offer and it is turned down, no one vilifies you. In fact, I think the organization, they would raise their own profile. I'm not telling you to negotiate publicly. I'm telling you that when that offer happens, if he says no, Jeff Passan will bobblehead that thing all over SportsCenter, and people are going to go, hey, Tigers tried. I mean, that's reality.
Yeah, so, Tigers tried. Looks like he just wants to go to a big market team.
We are a big market. How dare you? You actually, what is this, Cincinnati? Come on. It's one of the five best sports towns in America.
They don't do they know they're big market?
Dude, don't put me in a spot where I've been positive and now you want me to be negative. I mean, you're busting my balls. Go ahead.
I learned from the best.
Yeah.
Here's another unnamed texter. With my imaginary money, I'm going 5 years, $225 million. That's $45 million a year. Send it.
I mean, again, if you're serious about – you don't need to say it takes two to tango if you're putting an offer like that across.
I feel like that would keep him from testing free agency.
But you're buying that. That's what it takes. Boris has foregone 2 years or less of term and free agency to get long-term deals. He's done that, I think, 11 times in his career, and I've highlighted some of the players. Some of the deals worked, some didn't.
Right.
But, yeah, if you make that kind of offer, there ain't no it takes two to tango stuff. That's not what we're doing. I want to get to this college issue. Good for a local team, but just we're in a weird space with the sport. I want your take. You're Mr. College.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I know we got to get some football. We'll get you the big finish, get you to Tiger baseball. Matt Vierling, IL, Wencel Perez up. So the injuries continue. And again, Vierling's a guy they do need, all jokes aside. People get carried away with, you know, face of franchise stuff. But he's a good ball player, and you need him because you need the versatility. But I wanted to bring this up because I want to know where you fall on this. Do the words Yaxel Lendeborg mean anything? That's not a Bond villain.
No, it sounds, you know what? It does sound like that.
That's right.
Yeah, it means big news.
Yeah, and it's
for a certain town in this city.
Well, it's fantastic for Michigan, right? Because yeah. Lendeborg was one of the best, if not the best guy in the portal, UAB transfer. But here's what's weird. This has nothing to do with Michigan. Michigan's doing everything I wish MSU would do because they're clearly spending huge dollars. The reports are $4 million bucks for 1 year of this kid's services. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So my point is, and again, Michigan did nothing wrong. They're doing everything right. Meanwhile, MSU just offered a kid a DQ flurry. The point is, look.
You're talking football or basketball?
I don't care. I just.
Listen, they actually went and got some people in basketball, but not like what Michigan just did. No.
Thank you. That's my whole point. Yeah. We're not doing what they're doing.
Okay, let's just stick with Michigan. Let's not bring Michigan State in. You brought Michigan State into this conversation.
I made a point. They're the big boys on the block here.
Yes.
And then you're like, well, we brought in a backup from Miami. I'm just saying.
You brought it up, but continue.
My point is, this kid committed to Michigan, but then said, well, I'm going to look at the draft. And you sit here and it's like, I'm used to kids going, all right, either my draft stock's not high enough, I'll go back to improve it, or I want to get that degree, or I have unfinished business, whatever it is. Now, here's where I get twisted up. Again, Michigan did everything right. When the money is greater to go back to school for 7 months, who are we kidding, than it is to be a first-round draft pick at pick 28, something doesn't feel right with that to me. But that doesn't mean I'm right. I wanted your spin because you're more forgiving of stuff like this.
No, it Michigan played it perfectly. From what I gathered, Mike, they kind of gave him a good faith down payment just in case you want to come back. Here's a little something. There's a lot more afterwards. He's going to make Cooper Flag money and not be the number one overall pick. He'll get a chance to go back into the league. But Michigan benefited from this. The best way I look at it, it's good for Michigan. It's good for college hoops because it's not going to be as watered down. You're going to get people who will those who used to say, I'll take my chance and I'll go to the G League, and it was like a mass exodus out of college sports and college basketball. Mike, I think you're going to see a lot of people saying, I can just make more money. I'll stay in college an extra year, and we'll actually get to know the people in the NBA draft, because you could say, I seen this guy play. I saw him play at Michigan. But I saw this guy play at Arkansas.
This is what I don't get, right? So whether it's this A.J. DeBonza kid for BYU, got $7, $8 million, makes no sense.
No.
Lindeborg, you know, for 7 months, $4 million. Look, the schools I don't blame, because rich idiots are lighting their money on fire. Yeah. Fine. I don't care. If I had $8 billion, I'd ensure MSU football wasn't the POS they are currently. The point I'm making is something doesn't feel authentic about it. Again, nothing to do with U of M. Everything to do with how the hell are guys that are fringe first-round picks $4 million players in college? How the hell? How does it make any sense?
Because, Mike, guys who are basically fringe starters are making close to $1 million. So
also doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, but I don't think it's supposed to make sense. I think that's just, unfortunately, where this sport has gone, where the money is there and players are like, well, I'll come to your school if you pay me X amount.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the Trey Holloman.
Yeah.
Trey Holloman's not even that good. And I'm going, wait, what is he getting paid?
Well, I looked at A.J. Hogard.
Another one. And you and I know what he got at Vanderbilt.
Right. And it's just like, yeah. So that was one where I'm not paying him if I was MSU. Son, no. Go ahead.
What's the same thing with Trey?
Anchor up or okay, anchor Trey. Down or whatever it is. Yeah, Trey, enjoy bye-bye. Tobacco Road. I like what you did here, but no, I'm not going to pay you amount of money.
It doesn't add up to me. Nothing and again, look, if you're a Michigan fan, the thing I would tell you is you got to be thrilled is that they're giving Dusty May the resources necessary where you're not in the bargain basement. Look, Vlad Golden was not bargain basement. Adam Wolf was not a bargain basement. This kid is, these are hitters. And they're giving Dusty May what it takes.
And I think the reason why you're seeing this amount of money, Mike, is because it takes fewer people in college hoops. So if I can land one or two guys,
100%.
And rather than paying 10 guys in football or 20 guys in football, I can pay two. And those two can win me a conference title and get me to the Final Four in Indy next year, you go ahead and you pay the money and you take that risk.
Agree totally.
So
they're doing it right. It just felt so weird to go, yeah, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to turn on the NBA and I'm going to come back. And I go, but you're a first round pick.
I was shocked when I saw, you know me. I had to do a little research, like what happened. And I guess he wasn't feeling his stock. I guess in the games, individual drills, his stock was rising. Sounded as if when he played in the games, the stock was coming down a little bit. So he took the bird in hand, withdrew. Michigan's going to pay him. He's going to go there. We saw what Michigan did with Vlad Golden. So I think he's a better athlete than Vlad Golden. So, yeah, he will probably be back in the first round next year. So, I mean, A-plus for Michigan and getting him on the team. Because I didn't think he was going back to school the way things were looking.
You offer $4 million. It changes. I mean, again, we've just reached a point I can't make a lot of sense of it. You know, even the Quinn Ewers thing. I mean, I didn't think Ewers was going to be a top three round pick. We had our lunch bet.
Yeah.
But the fact he was a guy who wasn't going to be a first round, second round pick, assuredly. Let's say you believed third or fourth round. For a guy like that to be worth allegedly $8 million, how?
The thing that I'm going to like about this, the one byproduct, is it's not going to be a one and done rush to get to the NBA. It's going to be, you know what? Maybe I'll stick around for 2, 3, 4 years.
Oh, the Dickinson plan.
And yeah, at least now I'll kind of know who's on the team. Go ahead, Paul.
No, he had. If that's true, he's an idiot. I don't believe the $8 million a year was a true thing.
That's why I said allegedly.
Because he's an idiot if he
even yes. if it was $4 million,
that he's,
no
yes.
one with a brain thought he was a first or second round pick. Now Rico and I's argument was he thought, Mike, come on, he'll be a third or fourth round pick. I go, I don't think he's going in the top four. So we had a fun bet. The point is, at $4 million versus being a fourth round pick, Paul, on monetary alone, you go back.
Because he's, I mean, any of these guys making this $4 or $5 million a year in nil money as quarterbacks are making more than anyone not drafted in the first round is going to make.
Right. And I mean, imagine had he gone back and just played the free agent game, he'll be running out the tunnel at Tennessee because they would have snapped him up like that.
Yeah, like his contract with the Dolphins, I think, is 4 years, $4 million.
Yeah.
It's $1 million a year.
So, like, when you look at the NBA, like the wage scale, this is what's unbelievable to me. So, let's say, what is this guy's name? Ludafisk, Luxembourg, whatever it is. UAB transfer guy who everybody likes. Do you realize he's making double? Double what a rookie gets drafted at 25, 26, and certainly 27 through the rest of the first round. Double. $4 million in the NBA. For him to get paid $4 million base year one, how high would he have to go? This shows you how F this all is.
Is this top five?
No, not quite that bad.
Oh, it was like 18th overall, maybe?
He'd have to go number 12.
Okay.
To make $4 million.
And you know what? For him, smart move because
you're not going 12th.
I was hearing like in the low teens. So
Teens would place him at about between 2.6 and 2.8.
And that's
where, what did we just talk about with Scoobal? You got to buy somebody out of the mystery box. Michigan goes $4 million. You're not a top 10 pick. We'll pay the tax. Just come play for us for seven months.
Way to bring that full circle. I like that. No, but you're right. Michigan said.
And they're playing the game the way it needs to be played.
Not only that, here's where I'll give Dusty May credit. Before he went there, he was like, hey, once again, allegedly, here's a little down payment. Keep us on my, take this Michigan hat with you. If you come back, you're going to be a Wolverine.
Yep.
Okay. If not, we wish you well in the NBA. Good luck to you. Hope you win Rookie of the Year. And yeah, when he started sliding down, and I'm hearing late teens in the early 20s, you know what?
He made the financial move that makes sense. It's not the kid.
And I get to play in a big conference and really boost my stock.
It's not the kid or the school. They're all in the right doing what they're doing. I don't like where we're at where I go, wait a second. Like, what? Huh? Like, I know what Trey got paid. Or what you said with A.J. Hogar. Yeah. If State fans knew what that kid got paid at Vanderbilt, their heads would explode. They go, what?
Right. Which, and I got to think that whatever they did, like, we didn't hear anything about Cohen Carr. He probably got tore off something because he just happily said, nope, not even going to put my name out there.
Listen to me. I'm happy he's back. He cost himself money, but
probably.
If Yaxel Ludafisk can get $4 million,
like this, he's going to be every name in the book.
Whatever. He's going to be a ball breaker. The kid was dropping 20 a night at UAB. He's going to be decent.
Oh, he's.
I would assume.
Hey, Dusty May, kudos to you. Yeah, he pulled off. He pulled off a con because it worked. I was shocked when I saw that.
Fantastic, but it's just the system's crazy. 248-539-9797. We'll get a little football today, and we'll get you to Tiger Baseball.
Look at that. We said good things about Michigan.
Sparty Radio.
I know.
97.1. All right, we'll get you to Tiger Baseball. See if they can take the first two from the series with the Giants. We go to the big finish. Thanks, Doug. Paul Serra, what do you got, buddy?
Well, we kicked off the show with the age-old argument of shirtless guy versus Heather Park.
It's not age-old. It was a morning show topic, and she had grievances to file. One problem. She, in our opinion, committed the bigger grievance, which is a one-year-old and a three-year-old at a baseball game. Kids day or not, they're not even kids at one and three. They're just things that can't clean themselves. You can't bring a one-year-old to a baseball game.
I was at 50-50 until I found out it was actually kids' day. I still don't think that those two were old enough to be there. But at kids' day, dude, put on a shirt. There's a bunch of kids around, okay?
How about both things are true?
Yeah.
Everybody's bad. As Rico called it, double Thanos.
The Spider-Man meme.
They both want to snap their fingers and make the other disappear.
Oh, yeah, because she wanted the shirt on. He wanted your kids gone because he was praying to God, please don't start crying.
And then Mike touched on it a little bit, and Rico, you saw the photo of it. Jerry Jones was almost a shirtless man in public.
I'll leave this to Rico. He had a big weekend at the bars in Dallas. That's all I can tell you.
He did.
The pictures are there.
Yeah, and the internet has tracked down his girl he's been seen with. So he's pulling a Belichick.
Don't say
just
that.
Leave it at that.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Also in the football today, we touched on Mike's biggest offseason story in the NFL, J.J. McCarthy.
I am obsessed. I'm fascinated. I'm smitten because it also involves the Lions. The last thing you need is a new mercurial quarterback in your division on a look. I know Lion fans don't believe any other teams have functioning brains.
Right.
The Vikings have built a really good team. And now with a rookie QB, they took all that Sam Darnold idiot money and they spent it.
No, but here's the thing. Think about it. A year ago, we were saying, well, but they got Sam Darnold, so they're not going to win too many games. And then they did. Now, Detroit swept them, but neither team did anything in the playoffs. But 14 wins, man, you're hoping that J.J. does not pick off where Sam Darnold left off.
If he's good, look out. I'm telling you, look out.
Because he's good, he's young, and they can do a lot of stuff with that contract.
Then you guys decided to take the temperature of Tigers fans and what their confidence level was in the Tigers actually re-signing Tarek Skubal.
My confidence level is a one, meaning I just don't think that it's going to happen. I think that Skubal will pitch for the rest of this season and for next season. And then after that, he's going to be on the auction block. And the highest bidder will get him, and I don't think it's going to be Detroit.
I'm hoping Rico's wrong, but hope is not a strategy. So reality is, look, I would love to see an offer made. And if they flatly say no, I don't need Scott Harris saying it takes two to tango. You can make it a real offer. And I could side with the organization and go, you know what? That's a legit offer. And if you don't want it, you don't want it.
And then Rico brought up, who's the safest division winner from last year's NFL season?
I hate this question. Because everything changes so much. Safest?
I'd still say Kansas City. Because I don't think that the Raiders, I don't think the Broncos are ready, and I don't think the Chargers are
ready.
Yeah,
but the Bills play in the division with the Dolphins, Jets, there and it Patriots.
Is. That's the one. I think the Patriots are going to be a surprise team this year, but I'll side with Paul. And that's always been the Patriots' success story. They would always start the year 6-0 because the AFC East largely has been trash over the last 20 years.
True, but I guess I look at the Miami, and it's like, if Paul, no offense to your team, if they could ever get their things together.
No offense to your team, but here comes a garbage can to your spine.
They're their own worst enemy.
Well, they need Tua to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And even then, if.
And then they got to win all their games before it gets cold out.
You got a lot of ifs.
Then also, Rico mentioned the Super Bowl odds, and the Eagles are the favorite to repeat as champs.
Not in a million years would I take that. Also, why would you bet something in May that you don't get to cash out until February? But I digress. I just don't think you're winning back-to-back. I don't think it's the Eagles. I don't think it's the Chiefs.
No, the only time I would bet something like that in May, Mike, if you're going to get great odds now, and it's like, you know, once the season starts, I got a hunch that this team's odds are going to fall. Then
you'd have to give me plus 5,000 to play that game.
Really?
I'm just saying, to sit there for and the unknown, but we talked about it. The value, yeah, you'd have to trust Lamar or Josh Allen.
But, like, the Lions are around almost plus 950. If you really think they're going to – this is their year, it's probably the best odds you're going to get on them.
I think they're – I'm not ready to go there.
And then real quick, last one, Mike wants to know who's watching the WNBA.
Just because SportsCenter, I feel like that's all they cover, and I couldn't get baseball highlights to save my life. And look, people are watching. I just don't know who. It's clearly not catered to me.
We realize that Mike is not the demographic. It's not 44-year-old white guy.
I've realized I'm old, and I just don't get it.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Where are my hockey highlights? All right.
You'll get discounted dinners.
That's right. Little 3 p.m. movie. Tiger baseball is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.